People can't wait any longer.
Well, for the third week in a row, the movie Gravity came in at number one at the box office, despite the fact that 95% of the movie has no gravity at all. The three movies that opened last week had disappointing debuts, but that really isn't too much of a surprise. The Carrie remake came in at number three, while the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatheads, opened third, and the sequel to the movie Powder, called The Fifth Estate, had a humiliating opening at number eight, barely making $1.5 million. This week looks more promising, with two new movies now playing that both look entertaining. The first is from Ridley Scott, who we know is the director of the movie Alien, Justin's first R-rated movie.
That's right.
The Counselor stars Michael Fassbender in the lead role as the Counselor. Previously, he was in another Ridley Scott film, Prometheus, which also takes place in the Alien universe, and he plays the younger version of Magneto in the X-Men prequel. Some of the other actors who co-star in the film are a bit more recognizable and include Javier Bardem, Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, and Brad Pitt. The plot involves a lawyer who finds himself in over his head after getting involved in drug trafficking. The movie was written by the guy who wrote No Country for Old Men, which also starred Bardem, but his character in this movie looks much different than in that. In The Counselor, he trades in that fantastic Howdy Doody hairdo for an equally ridiculous Pauly D from Jersey Shore style and wears bright-colored tropical shirts. Now, even without seeing this movie yet, I'm going to guess he's the source of the drugs mentioned, because only drug dealers and Weird Al wear Hawaiian shirts. This one looks all right, and both Diaz and Cruz look pretty hot, so it has some potential. Next up is the movie that will be the biggest success of the weekend. It is the most recent film from the King of Jackasses, Mr. Johnny Knoxville, and it's called Bad Grandpa. He is playing the same old man character he did in the Jackass films, but now he's finally given a full-length feature to fully explore the character. It brings in Jeff Tremaine as director, who has a long list of versatile hits under his belt. Just some of those previous films include the first Jackass, Jackass 2, Jackass 2.5, Jackass 3D, and Jackass 3.5. With a portfolio lacking in this much in diversity, you know exactly what you're heading into with Bad Grandpa. This is a Borat-style movie with parts scripted but with real bystander reactions. The trailer looks absolutely hilarious, and the old man character was one of the funniest parts of the Jackass movies, so this should be full of the kind of laughs that will likely earn you a one-way express ticket to hell. I predict on Monday, Gravity will finally be knocked out of first place and will be held by Bad Grandpa, followed by Gravity at number two, and The Counselor will come in around third or fourth. And that's this week's Matty T Minute.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I definitely want to see that. That's one where you definitely want to go out and have a few...